Radio.
Blog Talk Radio.
Reality Radio.
Or at least in the morning.
Yo, it's the boss, G-Chronicles, and you're listening to Ground War Radio with the Queen, Virginia Supernova Slim, Young Na, Little Fool, Young KP, Carla Mafioso, and DJ Sergeant Rock. We are Reality Radio. Check in. GroundHardRadio.com. My team better than yours, nigga. You dig? It's the boss, G Chronicles, and you're listening to GroundHard Radio.
Young Nob, yeah. On the beat.
Welcome back to Grind Hard Radio. Yeah, we made some changes, but fuck niggas can't stop our flow. It's the Chronicles and Virginia Supernova. Fuck it, Slim. If niggas hating this because they know that we better than them. You can catch us every Tuesday and Thursday, 11 to 1. That's Eastern Standard Time. We the hottest under the sun. Shout out to Charm Bellin, the executive producer. We got the hottest co-host and some of our guests seduce ya. Call the number 323-693-3043. And if I don't sit for you, don't come around here fucking with me. Go to iTunes or Grind Hard Radio. I'm pumping the dump it, the check is garbage, you get bombed. It's stop the fucker receiver, we go hard for a reason. Anyone disrespecting the squad goes out for treason. It's a new world order, Reality Radio. So sit back and relax, I know that you'll enjoy the show. Cause we're the best of the best, we ain't worried about the rest. But if you got beef, oh get that in our chest. Cause we speak the truth, don't give a fuck about how you feel. It's Virginia Supernova Slim and co-signed by the real. We do this for the indie, niggas just trying to get it. The motto is grinding, that's a fuck your Jesus, if you with it, so call in and request it. You know we gon' play it. Unless your name is fucked, that I won't even say it. Any dragon, I slay it. Disrespect, I don't play it. Yo, this shit's kinda gay. It's hilariously funny. But niggas get no free promo, so come with the money.
You already know. What up, boss? Jit Chronicles, CEO. What up, my nigga, Tenafoe and DX Media. What up, Young Nas, Team Rock with me. What up, Jess KP? What up, CG the Prince? What up, Carter Mafioso? What up, Executive Producer Charles Billinger? What up, Radio Diva? What up, College Park Radio? What up, Mass Debaters? What up, Team Grind Hard? Grind Hard. Grind Hard. Grind hard. Grind hard. Grind hard.
Young Na on the beat.
Reality Radio. The ride. What it do, bruh? It's the mayor of Duval County. It's your boy, Jit Chronicles, and I'd like to welcome everybody back to another episode, another edition of Ground Hard Radio. I'm in the building with the First Lady, the Queen, the President of GHR, Virginia Supernova Slim. What it do, sis?
Yo. Virginia Supernova Slim is in the building, ready to pay homage, salute, respect. My grandma.
Well, honey, you already know. That's what's up. That's what it is. Next up on the squad, Mr. Hard Time ENT, Face Mob, the VP of Ground Hard Radio, Carla Mafioso. What it do, Big Broski?
Hard Time. What up, world? It's your boy, Carla Mafioso, a.k.a. Face Mob, live in the building. Tribute Tuesday. We're going to turn it up for Grandma tonight. Salute.
100. You dig? Next up on the squad, man, is the R&B gangster. It's the main man, Dub De Niro. What it do, broski?
What's going on, Grind Hard? It's your boy, Dub De Niro. Salute to everybody. Patton, 100.
100, 100. That's what it is, man. Y'all join us for a special episode tonight, man. It's Tribute Tuesdays. We're going to pay homage to my grandmother, Louise Bell Nixon, you know what I'm saying? So we definitely going to turn up for everybody. Make sure y'all hit us up, 323-693-3043. And if you're online, you can hit us up in the Grind Hard Radio chat rooms. I'm going to hit y'all with two back-to-back tracks, and we're going to start this thing off with the House of Supernovas. It's Virginia Supernova Slim with Letter from the Grave, Grind Hard Radio, Tribute Tuesdays. Let's get
it. Good.
Yeah. This is your girl, the queen, Virginia Supernova Slim, and I'm rocking with my boss, the CEO, Mr. Stop the Fuckery himself, Jit Chronicles. You can catch us every Tuesday and Thursday from 11 p.m. to 1. Or you can just hit us up at grindhardradio.com. It's Stop the Fuckery season. It's a new world order. Reality radio. Grind hard. 323-693-3043. Still be the motherfucking number, nigga. Yeah. Hit us up.
Something happened that I could not be saved, but I just wanna let you. I'm that chick fire. Air it out radio.
Air it
fire.
Out.
You can catch me Mondays 10 to 1. Airitoutradio.net. Hey yo, Grind Hall Radio. Throw another
banger on.
The earth spinning, moving forward, feel like it's ending. Secret path, tweeted by most, followed by millions. Dedicated to posters throughout city commotion. Surrounded by cold hearts that's caught up in their emotions. Melody feedback, painted with artistic facts. Captivated, related to large stacks. Put my city on the map and we made it with raw tracks. My committee in the crack and we bringing the South back. Mudslang be the life of me, living in these casualties. Divide my robberies, analyzing the tragedy. Separated from diligent men that's soul seeking. Socialize my spare time, affiliate with righteous living. Rated exclusive, a loaded mind that's abusive. Stated conclusive, I prove my case for your amusement. When it rains sideways, I strayed with no illusion. Made the lane part ways and spread for distribution.
When you open up your eyes, you see the verse. At the last of the first, oh, oh, yes, we heard. Oh, oh, open up your eyes, you'll see the first of the first, and the last of the first.
I learned from all the mistakes I made, living in these streets. Trying to find my way through this wicked path ahead of me. On my grind, trying to eat. I breathe because of my seeds. Gotta live it out. Till they hear me out, till the day I leave. No second guessing. I relieve myself to be the best. And it ain't no question. Gotta stay on top with my finesse. And I'm killing them off top. Lyrical shots come on your block. In your town, in your city. Mobbing through it, ain't gon' stop. Constantly bringing it over the globe. If you don't know, then now you know. Got a mafia, so be hot. And I'm guaranteed to blow. Penetrating, I'm coming through, and I'm breaking them on top. Got a whole lot of believers, so sit back and watch. South Cactus, where is that? Gotta put the city on the map. For my peoples in the street, and my hustlers in the trap. Rest in peace to my fallen soldiers. Be my brothers in the feds. Trying to survive, trying to get there, y'all, trying to get that bread.
When you open up your eyes, you see the bird.
Radio Man, Tribute Tuesdays. We live in the building. Make sure you check out the official website. That's groundhardradio.com. Don't forget to subscribe so you can get all the latest updates. You can download the show for absolutely free on iTunes. And you can check us out in syndication on collegeundergroundradio.com. I'm going to just rewind those tracks real quick. The first track y'all heard was your girl Virginia Supernova Slim, my sis, with Letter from the Grave, and the final track that y'all just heard, the last track, was Carta Mafioso with Visions of a Dream. Bro, I love that track. You know what I'm saying? So,
salute
all the way around. And I'm going to just open it up. You know what? Because, team, this is just my thing. I cannot even believe I'm sitting here. You know, it still don't seem real that my grandma's gone. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to open up by saying thank you to Virginia Slim first and foremost, because sis been, you know, inclined to what's been going on months prior, you know, till grandma passed away. So sis, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for putting this show together. I also want to thank Carter Mafioso for contributing to the show too, because that was one of the first things Bruh said to the second Slim. He was like, we gotta do a tribute to Grams, you know. So I appreciate y'all for that, because y'all didn't have to do that. You understand what I'm saying? So I salute y'all. I salute the team of Ground Hard Radio, the entire cast that text me, that called me, to check in on me. Y'all have no idea how much don't text and don't calls mean to a nigga. You know what I'm saying? So I appreciate that. I also want to thank Dangerous Tactics, you know, who used to be on the show. He actually reached out to me, you know what I'm saying? And that was big of him, you know. So I wanna salute him.
Salute.
You know, I'm going to just say a couple of things, you know, because my grandma, she was a character. You know what I'm saying? She was a classy, but sassy fucking lady, you know what I'm saying? And I can say those words because those are the same words she would use to describe herself, you know what I'm saying? And I just say, like, may she rest in peace, man. You know, 87 years on this earth is a long freaking time, you know what I'm saying? And she will be forever missed. I'm going to miss the Sunday dinners that Grams always cooked to bring the family together, you know what I'm saying? And hopefully I can carry over that tradition. And I know two things that my Grams always told me, as far as words of advice. She told me to never give up and make your own goddamn money. You know what I'm saying? So that's something that I'm always going to live by. And once again, team, I just want to thank y'all for doing this again. You know what I'm saying? Because Grams was special to me. You know, so there won't be another lady quite like Grams ever. You know, so thank y'all once again, team. And Carter, I'm going to actually turn it over to Carter. I know he wanted to ask me a couple of questions. Slim, thank you again, too, sis, because you have no idea how much you've done.
Yeah. Salute.
Oh, yeah. Salute. First off, I just want to say salute. We're going to say salute to Grandma. You know what I'm saying?
Louise Bell Nixon, baby.
There you go. Salute. And I just want to, like, a lot of people don't know, you know, it's a celebration when somebody leaves. So tonight, you know what I'm saying, we're going to celebrate. And I want you to tell us some of the good things, you know, that you remember most. Before we get into the ass cuts, because my grandma gave me an ass cut.
Hey, and now let me tell you something. That's what I'm saying. Grandma was a G. Now, don't get it twisted. This ain't just a sweet old lady. Grandma get with that ass and fight when she was in the hospital. She was giving out a couple of reasons right why she was in the hospital. I said, you know what? That's granted for your ass right there. You know what I'm saying? So, but honestly, bro, and I'm going to just be honest, because I know I probably got some family members listening. My grams told me I'm the favorite grandchild. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to take that shit and I'm going to run with it. And my grams always used to give me advice, whether it was about women, whether it was about work, whether it was about Ground Hard Radio. And to be honest, y'all, when I was telling her a little bit about, you know, we nominated for the awards, we don't know if we're going to go down there, I don't think I was going to win. You know, I remember her clearly saying, well, how do you expect to win when you don't even think you can win? You know what I'm saying? And that really changed my perspective. You know what I'm saying, on everything. And then to kind of find out that we did win, it was just like, that was a blessing that she sent to me. You know what I'm saying? Because my grandma believed in me even when I didn't believe in myself. So that's one thing I will always remember about Grams. Like I said, man, those Sunday dinners, because that was Grams' way of bringing the entire family together. And team, I want to say this, when I saw her in the hospital, the one thing that she did tell me was to either for this family to come together or to get it together. You know what I'm saying? And I think we're doing a pretty good job. My Uncle Pat just turned 52 today. A couple of my cousins took him out to eat and all that good stuff. And let me tell you something. If it was 3 months ago, none of this shit like that would be happening. You know what I'm saying? So it's sad that it takes a death to bring the family together. But knowing that was her final wish, it makes me happy. It makes me at peace. You know what I'm saying? So that's definitely what's up, bro.
That's real.
Okay. I got one more question for you, bro. now that she's looking down on you, what do you feel in your heart, in your mind, is that you most certainly have to do before you go, that you feel that what's the right word to say? I know she already proud of you, but what do you feel? Like, because everybody, like with me, my thing is, you know, for my mom to see me globally known, well, I'm globally known now, but really a legacy, you know, really a legacy. I just want to really start a legacy, you know, before she go, you know.
I feel where you're coming from, bro.
Okay.
So you saying as far as like my legacy, now that she's gone, I just want to be remembered for a person that was loving and caring and always giving back, because that was Grams. You know,
mm-hmm.
And let me just tell y'all something, team. Like, you know, my Grams had 10 kids, and I can remember my aunts and uncles, she would still be buying them clothes. Me, myself, I'm 18, 19. Grams was still buying nigga clothes, shoes, give you a little money on the side. You know what I'm saying? She always tell you, don't tell nobody else this, baby, because I can't do it for everybody else. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to continue to be that mature person who's always giving back without looking for something in return. Because, you know, like Grams said, when you give from your heart. You know what
right.
I'm saying? You're not worried about if you're going to get your blessings back or if you're going to get something back for just giving. If you're going to give, then give.
Right. Salute.
So I hope I can make her proud with that.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. Salute. Well, you know, that's all I have for you. Once again, salute to Miss Louise Nixon. And I just want to let you know, bro, I'm here for
Thank you
because it's hard to talk to somebody that, you know, lost somebody, you know, and then you just, like for me, I'm gonna speak for myself. And it's hard to, like, you know, what can I say? Because it's really nothing nobody can say when a motherfucker hurting, you know. So mm-hmm. I just want to let you know I love you and I'm here for you. And we going to make Granny proud, man, and we're going to take this shit to the top, man. And I'm going to say, salute, Miss Nixon.
Yeah, appreciate that, bro.
Up top.
All right, I'm gonna turn it over to my sis Slim too, because like I said, Slim. Let me just tell y'all how good Slim is. I remember my cousin was getting married back in August, and I was real hesitant about going. Not because I didn't want to go and celebrate, you know what I'm saying? The family, because it's not that we don't love each other, you know what I'm saying? I always tell people this. You know how you got family, and some people in New Jersey, some people in Miami,
right.
Some people in L.A.
Right.
Shit. All us, we here in Jacksonville. And it's not that we don't love each other. It's that we get so consumed in our personal lives that, you know, you don't wish a motherfucker happy birthday. You don't wish them happy anniversary or something like
right.
that. And I remember, you know, telling my struggles to Slim, and she was like, nigga, you gonna go to that wedding and you are going to enjoy it. You know what I'm saying? And she said, I promise you that you're gonna enjoy it. And went to the wedding, got full, ate real good, drank real good, you know what I'm saying? So Slim has really been my rock. Not to take nothing else from nobody else here, but just the deep conversations that we just have about family. You know what I'm saying? So sis, I want to say that to you once again, because you knew what was going on long before she ever went into that hospital, you know. And Grams was in the hospital for 15 days, and she did not believe that she was in the hospital for 3 fucking weeks. You know what I'm saying? So, again, sis, I can't thank you enough. I just feel like I'm keep saying thank you. But, sis, I can't thank you enough. Carter, I can't thank you enough.
I appreciate that, bro. You know what I'm saying? But you don't got to thank me. That's what family do for each other.
Bye.
You know what I'm saying? You know, when I was in prison, when I came home from prison, you know what I'm saying? I have not had a bigger support system than you since I've met you. You know what I'm saying? And that speaks volumes, because that's, you know, including my family and everybody else. So, you know, that's the least that I could do was, you know, be there for you when you need me, considering how much you're there for everybody else. See, people don't understand, like, you know, this week that we took off, you know what I'm saying? Like, I wanted you to take more time than that, but that's just how business oriented you are, you know, that you came back to the business even though you're in mourning, you know, the show must go on so you can make grandma proud. And I respect that so much, because I mean, I can't say that I could be that strong. You know what I'm saying? And I would hope that, you know, I could take from this right now in preparation for my grandmother or anybody else that I may lose, because, you know, you are the epitome of everything that I want to be, everything that I want my husband to be, everything that I want my friends to be.
Wow.
You know, everybody that I want in my life to be, you are the epitome of that. And I just love you so much. I thank you. You know, I
thank
just
you.
Want to know, like, what was your grandmother's favorite dish to cook? Or what was your favorite dish that your grandmother cooked?
Good. Hey, that's Slim, that's a good one. So you know I love to talk about food. I got to have it real quick. That mic and cheese, you know what I'm saying? Grandma, y'all, you know, they talking about Patti LaBelle sweet potato pies. You ain't have no sweet potato pie until you had Louise sweet potato pie. Or pumpkin pie, if that's what you like, you know what I'm saying? And I just remember on Christmases, she would cook the best hams, you know what I'm saying? And she threw down. And what it is, team, I didn't realize that was her way of bringing the family together until one of my cousins got up and spoke at the funeral. You know, I can't say, because I didn't want to speak. I couldn't get up there and speak, you know, and I don't even feel like bad or any regrets or things like that. But as she was speaking, it just reminded me of every, just the little things that Grounds would do. You know what I'm saying? She would literally give her last, you know, so that was her way of making you feel good, making sure you keep some meat on your bones. She always used to tell me, Slim, boy, you're getting too skinny. You need to put some meat on your bones. You know what I'm saying? So she always was good for the meat and potatoes. You know, so
that's right.
We love Graham's food. But, yeah, as far as the dish sits, I must say the macaroni and cheese. Which she passed down to Mom, and Mom do a good job, too. But it's about granted tonight, Mom.
No, that's right. You know, and I was going to say, like, just briefly, you know, we were talking about, like, her favorite songs and, you know, just music and stuff. And I wanted to know, do you think you got any of your love for music from your grandma?
You know, I'm going to tell you this. Grandma was real big on church, you know. And she went to church for many, many, many years before she had her first stroke, you know. And that's another thing about Grandma. She survived two strokes and still made it to 87. But she loved her gospel music, sis. She loved her some Shirley Caesar, and she loved Amazing Grace. That was her absolute favorite song. In fact, they played that at the funeral. But she was big on church, and I would definitely say Amazing Grace. And, you know, her favorite artist was Shirley Caesar. I guess you could say that, Sam, because I do love old school. I don't know if people know that about me, but, you know, I love, like, Ron Isley, Teddy Pendergrass, Edith Baker. So I guess I did get some of that from Grounds, because she would always have some good old school music playing, whether it was Shirley Caesar, Patti LaBelle, whatever the case may be. She was a soulful person. Definitely. This is Rob.
No, I'm sorry, bro. My bad.
It's all good.
Yeah, I'm just you know, getting a little emotional because you are so valuable to me. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my gosh, you're going to make me cry.
Just knowing that, you know, how much you love your grandmother and how much you know, have been here for us, and, you know what I'm saying, just trying to be everything to everybody. Like, you are invaluable to me, bro. Like, I cannot, no words can express how much I love you, how much I care for you, how much when you hurt, I hurt. You know, when you're happy, I'm happy. You know, when you're excited, I'm excited. And, you know, I just thank your grandmother for making you the man that you are. You know what I'm saying? Like, you really restore my faith that there is some good people out here in this world. You know what I'm saying? Because it gets hard to, you know, I'm the type of person, I want to see the best in everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
and sometimes it's no point in trying to see something in somebody that's not there. But, you know, you just give me hope that there are good people out here. And I just want to thank you so much for everything you do for all of these indie artists, for everything you do for me personally, you know, for everything that you are to your family, to your mom. You know what I'm saying? I just love you so much, bro.
Thank you, sis.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. And team, I just want to say this last thing. I don't want to call it a regret. And Slim, I know you can attest to this too. I was just getting to the point where I was kind of questioning the grounds about like the family history. I wanted to know, you know, like how her mom's was, you know, what did they do? How was her life growing up? And I just only wish that I would have did that a little bit earlier. You know what I'm saying? But Grams had no problem. She was open. She was honest about everything. And I just wish I had a little bit more time to talk to her about her history and her past, because I don't think too many people in the family ask that. And then, you know, let's keep it real. Sometimes in the black family, you know, sometimes folks don't want you asking no questions. So, you know, for her to be so open and so honest, you know, I can really appreciate that. And like I said, I just wish I had a little bit more time to ask her some questions. But one thing that I found interesting, y'all, is that my family, and this is like the 1920s, my family owned their own farm. You know what I'm saying? And it's just making me think like they was entrepreneurs. They owned their house at this time. They owned their farm at that time. And it just makes me feel like, okay, I know I'm going in the right path, because I want to own everything I got too. You know what I'm saying? So that amazed me for that time. You know what I'm saying? And I got that from Grams. They owned all their stuff. You know what I'm saying? So that's big. All right, team, we're going to keep this thing moving, man. If y'all want to hit us up, we do got some callers on the line, 323-693-3043. But, team, what I want to do real quick, and I need to look for that track. I should have had it already ready. I want to play Ground's favorite song, which is Amazing Grace, and this one is by Shirley Caesar. I'm definitely going to cue that up. Carter, while I'm looking for that track, bro, can you do a quick little bit of promo? I should have been ready, bro.
No doubt. Y'all,
we got your mixtape release party coming this Thursday. Y'all be in tune for that.
No doubt. Make sure y'all catch us live on Grind Hard Radio every Tuesday and Thursday night from 11 to 1 with your host, Dick Chronicles, my sister, the president, the Dean Supernova Slim, DJ Sergeant Rock, Young Nah 267, 10 to 4, DX Media, Just KP, and Doug De Niro. You know how we doing it? And this your boy, Carter Mafioso, a.k.a. Face Mob. Y'all go to that pill, and y'all download that Living in SC Volume 2, Straight Fire, 16 tracks, you know what I'm saying? Trying to get down, get y'all that real shit, you know what I'm saying? Fuck with me. From the 864-843-803, you know what I'm saying? Out,
day,
cracking
man.
This motherfucker, keeping it mud. You know how we do it?
100. That's what's up. That's what it is. All right. We're going to take care of church real quick, man. It's Tribute Tuesdays. We turning up and we paying homage to Louise Bell Nixon. This is Shirley Caesar with Amazing Grace. Make sure y'all keep it locked. The Ground Hard Radio, baby. Let's get it.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I was blind, but now I see a grace that comes
man, it's Grind Hard Radio. Make sure you check out the official website. That's grindhardradio.com. Don't forget to subscribe so you can get all the latest updates. Let me tell y'all something. Grandma will cuss you out by Miss Shirley Caesar. I'm telling you. That's what's up.
Okay.
But we're going to keep this thing moving, man. I love my team. What can I say? We're going to keep this thing moving. We're going to take it to the phone lines real quick. No need to call out this number because we got everybody's favorite light-skinned brother in the building. It's Mr. Team No Filter, dope-ass music. Mom.
Hey, man, what's going on, Jit? You know, when it comes to passing of people, man, I'm horrible at it because, you know, I internalize it and I just deal with it on my own. You know, I'm not really an expressive person, so I just want you to
right.
know.
Me neither, bro, to be honest with you.
You're saying, I just
go
want
ahead.
You to know that you're saying it's beautiful that you are right now for your listeners sharing your grandma with us. Cause you know what I'm saying? Because you know me, I'd be like, man, I ain't trying to talk about that. But,
right.
you know,
right.
that's an impressive thing. Is, you know, if you're anything like me, the actually sharing of that is just big in itself. And I want to congratulate you on that, and then also, you know, make sure you understand my condolences. Because at the end, when you lose somebody, it feels like you lose a part of you, and
absolutely,
when all you have left is the memory, that's the hardest thing. Because it's just you be wanting that small little thing, just one more time. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, my question to you would be, you know, what do you think? You know, when it comes to your grandma. What do you think was her best quality?
That she was a giving person. That she always looked out for you, no matter what. And let me tell you one thing that I do love about my grandma, and I guess that got passed down to me. She never placed judgment. And I can always remember her saying, I never place judgment because I don't like when judgment is placed on me. You know what I'm saying? And it took me some years to learn that because... You could tell the person if they right or wrong. You know what I'm saying? If they dead ass wrong, you wrong. You know what I'm saying? But nobody should be judging nobody but God. You know what I'm saying? And that's one quality that she definitely instilled in me.
Hey, amen. But definitely, you know, shout out to Z Slim and you know, proud of, because, you know, sometimes it takes the people that are closest to you, cause, you know what I'm saying, sort of push you. And hey, you know, Jit, I know you don't might not want to, but you need this therapeutic. It'll make
mm-hmm.
you feel better. You know what I'm saying? It's so people can show you their love, you know, and talk to you. Because, you know, not everybody can just pick up the phone and talk to Jit. So for them to have this for you, let other people, let you know that, you know, you matter to other people outside of just the show. Because, you know, when you're not right, the show ain't right. So you want to make sure you're good.
Salute.
I appreciate that, bro. I appreciate that, man. I just appreciate my family for really coming together, man. Like, my uncle, he texts me every day, I love you. You know what I'm saying? We communicating more. I'm talking more with my cousins that I have not seen in ages. You know what I'm saying? So, that brings peace to me. And I'm going to just tell you, I'm going to be honest. I'll never forget this. The executive producer, me and Charles, we was in there with Grandma, and she told me, and this is what brought me peace. She told me, when it's my time to go, I'm ready. And I was like, wow. You know what I'm saying? Even towards her end of her days, she was still strong. You know what I'm saying? So that gave me peace. Even though I wanted to be selfish and keep my grandma around as long as we could, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, for her to say that, you know what I'm saying? Because she lived on this earth for 87 years. You know, so for her to say something like that, you can't do nothing but respect it. Might not understand it, but you can't do nothing but respect it.
When you live right and when you give all you can, you have no regrets and you're ready to go, you know what I'm saying, go party upstairs with the man. So that's probably why she was ready to, you know what I'm saying, because she was right with herself. A lot of people, they're scared
right.
to die because, you know, they're not right with themselves. So, you know, when you're right
mm-hmm.
with yourself and you give and you're blessing the earth, you know what I'm saying, you're ready because you know that your path and your works by faith is your ticket into the pearly gates. Oh, don't get
right.
testifying up in here. Don't get testifying up in
here. Absolutely. That's real.
Absolutely.
Man, no doubt, man. Jit, you know what I'm saying? But this is your night, man, so I'm just going to go ahead, fall back, let you do what you do, and just know we all here for you, bro.
I appreciate that, bro. I definitely appreciate that. And y'all definitely hit us up, man. 323, don't get together for standing the building with us. 323-693-3043 be the number, or you can log on to the official website. That's groundhardradio.com. Team, y'all have no idea how much strength y'all just put into my body tonight. You know what I'm saying? So that's definitely what's up. That's definitely what's up. I actually want to throw it to the R&B gangster, Dub De Niro. Anything you want to get into as far as music, sir? We can do that. You know what I'm saying? Give us some of that good R&B.
All right, well, Peep Game, before I say anything besides that, but condolences to you and your family. You know what I'm saying?
I appreciate that,
bro. I lost my grandmother when I was 17, 18 years old. And then I never got a chance to go to the funeral or anything like that. So I totally know, you know what I'm saying, how you feel when it comes to situations like that. But my question is going to be for you is, what do you feel like you're going to do now to carry on her legacy and what she's done and what she's taught you? Is there anything you want to change up, bring your family more close together? You want to have family reunions? Like,
it's good you said that, Doug, because, and I'm kind of embarrassed to say this, y'all know this family ain't never had a family reunion. And last year, you know, my cousin Corey, he's a pastor in Savannah, Georgia. We supposed to did the family reunion for grandma for whatever, you know, reason it was unable to go down. And that was one of the main things that we talked about after the funeral, having some type of annual family reunion. And I told her, I said, it don't have to just be like, you know, once a year, let's do it twice, three times. You know what I'm saying? Just of the family coming together. So I think that's something that we definitely going to do. We definitely going to have one big ass reunion, because I keep telling y'all, like, my grams had 10 kids, and each of her children has no less than 4 kids, 3 kids. You know what I'm saying? So we got a huge family. You know, so that's definitely something that we definitely going to put into play, a family reunion. And it's kind of sad to say that you never had a family reunion before. You know what I'm saying? But that's why we here to change things.
Hey, I ain't never been the one, but
me neither, bro. Me neither. And I felt like the funeral was kind of like a family reunion, because when I tell you, I saw some of my cousins the last time I seen them, they was like yay high, man, and these guys done grew into some handsome young men. You know what I'm saying? They grown. They 19, 20. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. It made me feel kind of old, but I was just glad to see everybody.
That's what's up. Hey, but another thing too, man, like, the same way when it comes to, like, family reunion types of situations, like, my kids, you know what I'm saying, never met my dad's side of the family, you know what I'm saying? So only time I got a chance to see my dad's side of the family was, like, when a funeral or something happens, you know? So I think I took it among myself to ask my my uncles and aunts to get together, just a simple fact, so just in case, you know what I'm saying, one day I won't be here. These are, like, my children, mm-hmm. We know it's my dad's side of the family, you know what I'm saying, if anything.
That's real,
you know,
bro.
So.
That's real. And Dub, you know, I want to say this to you too, because I think I told Slim this. Like, my mom's and Graham's was real close. My mama talked to Graham's 3-4 times a day, every day, for the last 33 years. And I truly believe it was before I was born too. So I've made it my mission to text and call my mama every single day. You know what I'm saying? I want to be that best friend for my mom's, like her mom's was for her. You know what I'm saying? So that's another thing that I'm changing with my immediate family.
That's right. Salute.
You know? Yes, sir.
Definitely. Definitely.
I
yeah, man.
You,
just like, oh yeah, no doubt, man. And like nothing, just seeing all, just hearing and seeing the love from everybody that's, you know what I'm saying, tonight, just hearing everything, you know what I'm saying? That's a blessing within itself, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, to everybody on the panel, you know what I'm saying, showing their support and everything like that, that's like real family right there. You ain't got to be blood related, you know what I'm saying? So that's just showing how strong the family is, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm blessed to be a part of this, you know what I'm saying? So I thank everybody.
We glad to have you
absolutely,
with us,
bro. We appreciate you, man.
Off top.
That's right.
Yeah, we were talking about you the other day. Say, we glad you're on the team, man.
Oh, yeah. Man, I love it. Every time I'm on, I'm loving it, man. I'm loving it. And I appreciate everybody that's on the panel. You know what I'm saying? Much love to everybody. You know what I'm saying? That's real chop.
Hello.
So, but as for music-wise, I don't even know what to throw on after this, you know?
It's all good. Hey, it's R&B. It's all good. We can still get there. Let me tell y'all something. Granny turned up, too, now. You know what I'm saying? I don't want y'all to think she just Granny cuss. through a lot. You know what I'm saying? One thing she ain't do, she never drink, never smoke a day in her life. That takes some, that's some guts or some courage. You know what I'm saying? Because stuff be tempting out here. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But granted, turn up. Let me just tell you, just don't get it twisted.
Right, right. Well,
Miss Louise get no with you.
That's right. That's right. I probably want to throw on the track called Plan. You know what I mean? That's the only thing that comes to my mind right now. You know
what you say it was, bro? You said Plan?
Yeah.
Alright, Dub. You know what? We don't have that. I'm going to tell you what we got from you. We got Jealousy, Be Gone, Cali Business, I Love Her, Naked, and Pop Champagne.
Matter of fact,
we got to get that track for you, bro. We want to make sure we got your playlist.
No doubt. Hey, Jay, you know what? I want you to pick a track. I want you to pick a track and play. I'm going to give it to you, let you pick it out, and then you play. You know what I'm saying? You play. And I'm going to ride with everything you're rolling with. You dig?
Hey, wait, let me tell you something. I was definitely feeling that Cali Business. You know what I'm saying? So go ahead and introduce that thing, bro, and we'll throw it on for you.
No doubt. No doubt. Yeah, Grindheart, everybody out there listening, this is Cali Business with your boy Dub De Niro Diarra, with my boy Ness Craven, and Big to the Boy. Doing that Cali business. Shout out to the whole state of California, Northern and Southern California. 100.
You dig? Let's get it. Grind Hard Radio, baby.
Another episode of Grind Hard Radio.
Charles Bellinger with your host, Jit Chronicle. Jit Chronicle. The president, Virginia Supernova Slim, House of Supernova, and Team Grind Hard. Every Tuesday and Thursday night, from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Reality Radio, Grind Hard Radio, DJ Project Rock. Call 323-693-3043 and press 1 to talk to the host, Grind It Down.
Wear niggas with glass jaws, and we the reason why they come
out to the party. Niggas strip, bitches strip, then we smacking somebody. On the west coast, niggas don't play that shit. Hit you with a gamma bomb before you spray that bitch. It's hostile.
West coast, the liquor and weed don't stop. All the women, they gigging. It's county business. Take me to the spot, spin a little gill. I need that plug for the trapping. Out of towners keep spinning. We paper addicted. West coast.
I am my trumpet to my lab. Buy what you need. Just call me the chief. Elbows, hosties. Got snow beneath. Getting chips, we all night. We got beats, stay with slaps consistently. Never fail off y'all. Let's see, we always going to be West Coast.
West Coast, the liquor and weed don't stop. All the women, they gigging. It's county business. Take me to the spot, spin a little gill. I need that plug for the trapping. Out of towners keep spinning.
Website, that's groundhardradio.com, and don't forget to subscribe. Dub, that was a hot track, man. I love that Cali business, bro.
That's 100.
All right, team, we're going to keep this thing moving. This is a special 90-minute episode, tribute episode of Ground Hard Radio, man. So make sure y'all keep it locked. Once again, check out the official website, that's groundhardradio.com. Don't miss an all-new episode of Radio Divas Season 5, you know what I'm saying? And speaking of Radio Divas, we have the one and the only Miss Blue on the line. What it do,
hey.
Dog?
Hey, Grindhard. How are you guys doing?
Yeah. How you
What's
doing, Miss Blue?
What's poppin', Blue? What it do, Blue?
Right. None much. I just came to pay my respect, you know. Jid, if you ever need anything, you know I'm here for you, so... Granny's in a better place.
Absolutely, she is. She is. Thanks for that, Blue. And I appreciate your text, Dub. I appreciate your text. You know, once again, I just appreciate all y'all.
Yeah, we love you, so, you know, you gotta make sure you good.
I appreciate that. Much love.
You're the
you
big
too.
Brother. You're my second big brother.
I know that's right.
The other
gonna
one.
Keep pushing.
Yeah, the other one I don't know about.
Oh.
I'm just playing.
Oh, you taking shots? Oh, you taking shots?
I don't know about the other one just yet.
Don't do it.
I'm just playing. Nah, but, you know, if you ever need anything, you know, I'm here for you. Love the Grindhard family. So.
Thank you, darling. Appreciate that. And Ms. Blue, if you want to do some promo or whatever it is, you definitely got the microphone right now. You know what I'm saying? Like y'all said, we celebrating tonight.
All right. You know, check us out on Radio Divas on Sundays. It's a great show. I love the premiere. Oh, God, I had so much fun on
Sunday. Y'all did an awesome job. Y'all did an awesome job.
Oh, man, I had so much fun. And I didn't know how to act, first of all. Let's just say that.
Well, I couldn't tell, darling. You did good. You did your thing Sunday.
Thank you. And then also, make sure y'all check out my R&B artist, Dub De Niro, on Reverb Nation, Mr. Williams, a.k.a. Dub De Niro, and also on Dat Piff. You can go ahead and download his mixtape. So make sure y'all go support him, too.
Absolutely. Good music from this brother. You know what I'm saying? Real good music. Real R&B, by the way.
Thank you. I taught him well.
What's up? Anything else you want to throw out there, Ms. Blue? You family around here, darling, so you know you free to stick around in the building.
No, I'm just going to go ahead and let you have it today, you know what I'm saying? But I know what it's like to lose somebody, you know. I lost my grandmother also. And then actually, there have been actually twice where I have flatlined myself due to my medical condition, you know, my seizures, my kids. I actually was pronounced dead two times.
Oh, wow.
And my kids, I was actually, let's see, flatlined for like 7 minutes. My kids, you know, they would have lost a mother. So that's why I said it's very important that families stick together and do things because
at the end of the day, that's really all you got is family.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, family is
right. Forever. Right. That's why I'm really big on family. You know, I love my kids. You know, I got a great foundation building right now. So, you know, and I got great people, you know, that's a part of my life that's sharing this journey with me. And I'm very blessed to be a part of everybody.
That's real. That's what's up. All right, so team, we gonna keep the thing moving, man. It's still Tribute Tuesday. I want to switch it up a little bit though, cause let me just say this: North Florida Independent Awards this weekend. Grind Hard Radio, salute to the freaking cast, because I could not do this with y'all without y'all. We won Online Radio Show of the Year, and myself won for Radio Personality of the Year. I can't wait to browse Eno, send me my awards through the mail, you know what I'm saying? But, team, that is something to be proud of. We almost going into our fifth year of Grind Hard Radio, so to be recognized, you know, in one of the biggest regions, you know what I'm saying? That's awesome.
It's big.
You know what I'm saying? So we're going to give ourselves a round of applause, goddammit. You dig? That's how we do when we reality radio, baby. We winning these awards and stuff and whatnot. Good thing.
Oh yeah, right. Gotta grind a little hard.
Yeah, we definitely gotta grind a little harder. Each year get better and better, you know what I'm saying? Only 3 episodes left of season 22, man, so make sure you keep it locked. GrindHardRadio.com, so you can learn all the details, all the good stuff. That's why I always tell you, subscribe. Subscribe so whenever we put something new on the site, whether it's a song battle, whether it's a freestyle competition, when you subscribe, you get all those alerts straight to your email. So once again, go to GrindHardRadio.com. It's a big blue button, say subscribe. So make sure y'all hit that for me. I think your girl Slim stepped out the building for a little bit, you know what I'm saying? I want to represent for the House of Supernovas real quick. We also got some new music from Carter Mafioso. Team, I kind of want to put out a disclaimer for our indie artists, you know what I'm saying? Grind Hard Radio is definitely going to be doing something new next season, and I'm pretty sure that the President V. Slim and the VP, Carter Mafioso, might have something to say about this too. But we're going to keep this thing moving, man. I'm going to throw a quick track on from your girl, Virginia Supernova Slim, and this track is On My Way. House of Supernovas, let's get it.
Another episode of Grind Hard Radio. High time.
like a faggot. I've been doing this for years, investing blood, sweat, and tears. And now it didn't pay the bill, but I wanted to make you proud. Got to do shows all over the world, fans screaming loud. But my journey was sad and lonely. Yeah, I lost a lot of homies, but I had a load to carry. I admit that it was scary, but I knew I had to do it so that I could help you do it. My dreams were made to pursue it. Now my money's talking to it.
Man, it's Ground Hard Radio. Make sure you check out the official website. That's groundhardradio.com. Or you can hit us up. The number is 323-693-3043. Can y'all know what? I was thinking about grounds, mac and cheese. You know how when folks make the mac and cheese and that shit just stuck to the, I mean, it's stuck to the goddamn plate. I'm talking about government cheese. Folks like to frown at that government cheese, man. But that shit makes some good mac and cheese. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Sorry, y'all. I was having a fat moment. But nigga, I want all 3, 4, 5 cheeses on my mac and cheese like Granny. Is that real? You dig?
Yeah.
100. All right, man. We're going to take it. I love you, Grandma. We're going to take it to the phone lines, baby. 803 is your area code, Mob. Your last 4 digits is 8176. You're live on Ground Hard Radio. Tribute Tuesdays. Who we got?
Yo, what's up, Dave, man? What up, man?
What up, man? What it do, brother?
Yeah, man. My people, you already know, man. Shout out to that album, man. I'm trying to cop that, you know what I mean? See what's going on, man. Shout out to Ground Hard, man. And shout out to the person on Ground Hard that lost their people, man. Respect. Give my respect to
you. I appreciate
you,
that, good brother.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Thank you
know,
so much.
Keeping it rolling, man. Keeping it rolling.
Hey, man. That's what's up. That's what it is. Fam, you can go ahead and do you some promo, man. Whatever it is. You got the microphone right now.
Nah, man, we just out here kicking it, man. Just, you know, I just show love, man. Every time when y'all come on, I know I miss last week because y'all ain't had nothing going on. I'm just in the project, man. Enjoying this air, man, life, whatever else going on.
Hey,
those
you always show us love. We appreciate that shit.
Yeah, mom. Yeah, so I just be chilling, man. But I got some stuff coming up, upcoming projects and stuff, man, you know. And also, I'm going to be doing some stuff with Mafia, so you feel me? We in the mix. Everything coming along, man, you just know. We just taking it one day, you know, one day, man. That's it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's what's up.
But just for now, you know, yeah, but just for now, just show the love and keep the grind coming, grind hard, stay coming. So every week, you know, same old thing, nothing but love. So it is what it is, man.
That's what's up, man. We definitely appreciate that bit, bro. Thanks so much, homie. Thanks for calling.
All right.
Stay tuned, though. Stay locked to it. Like my boy Doug, say 100. That's what's up, 100 one time. All right, man. This is what I want to do, you know what I'm saying? Because Slim is on a quick run, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby. I got you. I got your bike, damn it. I'm in this thing, man. I got my hot toddy going. You right here, baby. You right there. All right. That's what's up, Slim. What's good, sis? You all right?
Yeah, I'm good, y'all.
All right. That's what's up. That's what I'd like to hear. Team, what I want to do is go ahead and bring something to the table that we are going to be starting next season. I'm going to put my serious hat on. For over the last 5 years, Ground Hard Radio has been doing free interviews. We've been doing the $100 freestyle battle shows for like the first 17 seasons. I think a couple of those seasons, the prize was $150. We've done song battles. We've let folks get on these mixtapes for absolutely free. And from now on, starting next season, indie artists, we are looking for indie artists that want to invest in themselves first. You know what I'm saying? For the last 5 years, we've been looking out. You know what I'm saying? Not to say that we won't continue to look out, but we only dealing with serious artists that want to invest in themselves. So starting next season, $10 for an interview. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know how we do on Ground Hard Radio. We play your tracks. We promote the hell out you the week before you even come on to the show. You know what I'm saying? So all we asking these artists to do is invest in yourself. You're not going to get shit free all the time. You know what I'm saying? And to me, $10 to get you an interview on one of the hottest radio shows in the world. You know what I'm saying? We the winner of the North Florida Independent Awards. I say that's a good-ass deal. You know what I'm saying? So right now I'm going to turn it over to the president, V. Slim, if you want to throw something in about these artists or how y'all feel about that. And then I also want to throw it to Carter Mafioso, too, because I'm pretty sure y'all agree with me.
No doubt.
Definitely, bro. You know, I rock with what you say. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. But, you know, like, it's a new year. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real, for real. Everybody needs to step their game up. You know what I'm saying? That I'm just going to put this disclaimer out here. Grind Hard Radio is on a new wave. You know what I'm saying? So if y'all want to be a part of that new wave, then y'all need to, you know what I'm saying, get it together. Like, these artists at Grind Hard Radio, we are working too hard to carry artists on our backs that ain't out here grinding. You know what I'm saying? Right. So, like, I want to, it's so much that I want to see from everybody this year. You know what I'm saying? I want people to put out quality music, straight up. If you want Grind Hard Radio to endorse anything that you got going on, it needs to be quality, straight up. But whatever Jit Chronicle says goes. Yo, this is the CEO. This is the boss. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm rocking with you and what you say, 110%.
I appreciate that. Because, like I said, y'all are on the show, especially you, Slim. Like, you go to school, you working, you know what I'm saying? You handling your music, you doing the show. You invest in your career, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like, why can't the next man do that? You know what I'm saying? Without complaining. So, that's definitely real. Invest in yourself first. Call them off, Broski. I'm going to throw it to you. Anything you want to add to that?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I support the new thing for the new season. It's like this. If you're an indie artist, you got to support yourself if you want to see any results. Like, you probably wondering why nobody ain't seen you yet, heard you yet, and that's because you sitting and waiting for something to come to you. Nothing is ever going to come to you that way. You got to support yourself, and you got to invest yourself. $10 is what, some motherfuckers smoke cigarettes like hell.
Mm-hmm.
Probably buy a pack a day. You know, a pack of cigarettes is over $6. So if you blow a cigarette, let's just say a 0.5 of that hood lot. You know what I'm saying? You gonna blow that. You know what I'm saying? That $10 is gonna help you so many ways. And the support system we have and the connects we have, you know what I'm saying, we're going to open them up to y'all too. But at the same time, you know, it's no need to open up connects and plugs to people that's just, you know, just want to be heard one time. You got
waiting on handouts.
When people giving you an opportunity, you got to take it and run with it. And my services and networking with Ground Hard Radio and Jit Chronicles, you know what I'm saying, we're not going to be able to do big things for y'all if y'all not supporting what we doing at the same time too, because it's not all about somebody just doing something for somebody. You got to be equal and play your part too. So if you want something,
done, support yourself and invest in yourself and watch the greatness come out of it.
Absolutely, bro. Absolutely. And y'all know me, I'm going to keep it real. I ain't trying to be funny. You know, sometimes you might not have a 10. You know what I'm saying? You might be like, Jit, Slim, Carter, I got 8. You know what I'm saying? I ain't mad at you. Give me that 8. Let me get that 8 up at you. You know what I'm saying? But you are going to have to invest something in yourself, especially networking with Grind Hard Radio. Because let me tell y'all something, team. I can't tell y'all how many artists that I talk to are that email me after their interviews and say, Jit, man, you just put me in the plug with so many DJs, such and such retweeted this that you put out there. You know what I'm saying? So you're going to get your money's worth and then some anyway. You know what I'm saying? But it's time to light that fire up under your ass. In the artist, invest in yourself. And that's all I can say. Check game. All right, team, we're going to keep this thing moving because we got about 16 minutes left in the show. If y'all want to hit us up, 323-693-3043 be the number. I'm going to actually throw it to Carter Mafioso. Make sure y'all tune in this Thursday, man. It's going to be the epic Carter Mafioso mixtape release party show only on Grind Hard Radio, man. So make sure y'all go on that pill and support my big bro. Carter, it's on you, broski. What track you want to get into?
No doubt. Hey, let's hit a world premiere. Because we still turning it up for Miss Nick. This is for Les, featuring one of my next debut artists from the Hard Time ENT, Logic 4.0. And another thing with the Grind Hard Radio promotions, we looking for artists too, you know, but you got it's a fee. And, you know, we talking albums, singles, production, videos, and photography, you know what I'm saying? But
yes,
like
sir.
I said, if the money right, we can make your life good. So enough back to this music, we're going to hit them with Four Less. Carter Mafioso featuring Logic 4.0. Yeah.
Ma. You dig it? Turn up.
Yo, this is King Diz, and you is now rocking with Grind Hard Radio. Bastard. Yeah.
I'm not to be fucked with.
Smoke, old nigga. They call them Mafioso. It's hard time, ENT. Remember, Logic 4.0. Smoke, old nigga. They call them Mafioso. It's hard time, ENT. Remember, Logic 4.0.
Like Nas, but nigga, I'm Illmatic. I'm so electrifying, these niggas don't want static. I'm in my early 40s, and niggas, I still got it. I pull up to the scene, room missing the two-seater. And use my one Peter to master these two divas. And when I set the current, I'm using my voltmeter. I stay well protected, carrying two heaters, not a pastor. My team was faster than two cheetahs. And now my job is testing for good reefer. Smoked out, choked niggas out up in the sleeper. Stay flogging, my dogs stay barking like two cheetahs. Much quicker, leaving niggas ticket in the fever. Open receivers, y'all just underachievers. We making major moves and we don't care if you believe us. Cause really, we don't give a fuck about you either.
Now I give a fuck less.
Oh, old nigga.
Now I give a fuck less.
They caught a mafioso.
Global warning and the temperature is changing, created
work, body we wicked and tainted. Wise words explain it, strong minds attain it. Pass it on to the next man so he displays it. Mafia soul to met, Mars keep it poppin'. We locked it 4 points to the old, we ain't stopping. Let them haters keep watching.
Spoke old nigga, they called him Mafia soul. Hard time being teen, remember? Logic 4.0.
That was dope, bro. Salute, salute, salute. I was really feeling that track.
Yeah, man.
Thank you, sir. 2016.
That's definitely what's up.
Jack. Salute. Be on the lookout for my new artist, Logic 4.0. Most hot chick cover. Yeah, yeah.
100, 100. That's what's up. That's what it is. All right, team, we're going to keep this thing moving because we got about 11 minutes left on the show. I'm trying to waste some time a little bit. You know, one thing I am seeing... Let me just change the subject a little bit. One thing I am seeing, a lot of folks is up in this in the uproar about the Academy Awards, how they just shutting all these black folks out, these black movies. And I'm going to just say this real quick. Straight Out of Compton was a very good movie. You know what I'm saying? So I am surprised myself that not only the actors, but at least, you know, nomination for best movie. You know what I'm saying? But, team, I want to know how y'all feel about that. Like, is we ever going to get over this hump when it comes to black folks in entertainment?
Man, it's crazy because Straight Outta Compton only got one goddamn nomination from one person. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, that's a good thing that Will Smith and Jada, you know, boycotting, you know what
trying
I'm saying?
Trying
to boycott, that shit. Right? You know. Right, and that's what it's going to take, you know what I'm saying? Because you got to think, we make that shit pop. You know what I'm saying? We make everything pop. So, you know, hey, credit needs to be due, man.
Definitely, definitely. Doug, what you think about the whole situation? Yeah, it is, sis. Doug ain't got nothing to say. Slim, what you think?
As you speaking for like the Straight Outta Compton movie itself. Man, that's just it was just.
Well,
that's
I'm just saying, like
right
the Academy Awards, it's kind of seeming like it's shunning our black movies and you know our black folks in entertainment. You know, we got some really good black actors out there, and not just black, Latinos too.
Almost definitely. I mean, it's just another way to try to go, you know, to shut us down so we don't get to that point of, you know what I'm saying, we're taking over stuff slowly but surely. You know what I'm saying? In the sense of entertainment, music, science, you know, we pretty much invented most of everything. They don't give us credit for, you know what I mean? And it's just like they feel, I guess, you know what I'm saying, that's their thing right there. And then, you know, we making these great movies about real life, and it's, you know what I'm saying, that should be nominated and winning awards from it, and they're just not giving it to us. So, I mean, to everybody else, if it's screw the Grammys, then I'm down with that too, especially if it's dissing African Americans, period.
Yeah, you're right. And Carter, I ain't know the one guy got nominated. I thought nobody did. You know what I'm saying? But you know that to me, that ain't enough. You know, Slim, did you have some thoughts on that, darling?
Yeah, that's just stupid. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't know that about the Academy Awards, but I know that there were no black nominations for the Oscars. Period. You know
I thought you were talking about the Oscars. My bad. You were talking about the Academy.
Yeah.
I was talking about the Oscars.
I didn't know. I don't know about
the
Academy
thing,
Awards
though?
Either. No,
them
two different award shows, but...
Oh, okay.
Straight up.
Right.
But that's even bad, because I know the Oscars is like one of the highest, you know, accolades you can get, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's really messed up.
Right, they only got one vote for Straight Outta Compton, though. That's crazy. One vote from one person.
I'm doing my research on that. Yeah. All right, real quick, man, we're going to move right along, man. I'm going to click in our co-host, the Philly Boss, Mr. Team Rock with me. Young Knot is in the building, you dig it?
What's happening? Grind to die, we in here.
What's happening?
Yeah.
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 No, anything you want to throw out there, bro? This was a special tribute episode. We actually going off the end about 7 minutes, man. Was there anything you wanted to throw out there, bro?
About what?
Hey, anything in general, but what we was talking about just now was about the Oscars, how black folks is getting shut out the Oscars, movies and all that stuff. I want to know what you think about that. If you heard.
Yeah, I heard. I watched some thing. I be watching The Daily Show or whatever, and they was talking about it or whatever, and they was saying how usually the only way a black movie get nominated is if it got something to do with slavery. You feel me? Like, and
but you know,
because
what
we ain't dropped no slave movies this year, we ain't getting involved. Like the only black movies that get nominated is showing how bad white people treated us. And it's like now that that's the case, it made me wonder. It's like, what do white people go to those movies to actually see? Like, what part, what aspect, what are they getting out of it? Are they getting the sadness of it, or are they like reliving glory days when they watch those movies? You feel me? Because if that's the case, if they know that that whole situation was wrong, and they still go and they go see those movies, then how come they can't support a black movie with, like, a black movie such as, let's say, think like a man.
Straight Outta Compton.
How, not necessarily Straight Outta Compton, but let's say a black movie like Think Like a Man, because all the black people on there portray themselves as intelligent professionals. You feel me? And it's like, how come a movie like that, like when you see a movie with all the black cast, they're intelligent professionals, or they're not entertainers, they're not anything like that. How come that movie doesn't win an Oscar? You feel me? How come a movie like Four Color Girls didn't win an Oscar? You feel me? Like, you gotta understand, it's more the black culture and black life than entertainment and slavery. You feel me? It's a whole lot of middle ground. You feel me? And
yeah, absolutely.
As you can see, the only movies that get nominated is the ones where either it's talking about a rise from being a poor black man to the height of singing and all that, or the just being famous. You know what I mean? The biopics or the slave movies. Those are the only ones.
That's true. Because last year we did have movies like 12 Years a Slave, The Help, and all that stuff. And it's funny you said
and
that now,
Django.
Because now I'm just noticing. You know, they was nominated, like you said, man. It's plenty good black movies all year long, and we got some of the best
mm-hmm.
black actors out there. You know what I'm saying? So,
mm-hmm.
man, I just think it's a messed up situation.
They
and
don't.
Maybe the whole
they don't
boycott thing might change some stuff.
The sad part is, right, and because overseas and stuff and shit like that, like they don't necessarily take the black music, I mean black movies, because they don't understand the dialogue. We use slang and we talk different, and they don't understand it overseas because the English that they get is standard English. You feel me? So they don't understand our dialogue, but and the Oscars represent America. You feel me? It's not the world Oscars. French movies don't get nominated for Oscars in America. You feel me? So it's like, y'all understand the dialogue. Y'all get what's happening in these movies. There's no reason why a black movie like Straight Outta Compton can't be nominated. Or like, and then they say out of everybody on, not Michael B. Jordan or the black director got nominated for Creed, but Sylvester Stallone, non-talking ass, got
dang,
nominated.
I forgot about that movie that quick. Yeah, you right about that.
Know what I mean? Crazy, man. Like, Sylvester Stallone can't even speak. They talk. I've seen plenty of jokes about how his acting is terrible, but yet he get nominated for an Academy Award playing alongside Michael B. Jordan, who did great in that movie. Crazy, man.
Absolutely. That's what's up. That's what it is. All right, team, it is the wind down time, man. Make sure y'all tune in. Tonight's episode was only 90 minutes. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate everybody that really, you know, pushed me to really talk about my grounds, you know what I'm saying? And it actually made me feel good, you know what I'm saying? Because I have so many wonderful memories that I'm going to cherish for the rest of my life. So I salute y'all. We're going to come back. We're going to do our shout-outs. We're going to get about this thing. One of my grandma's favorite singers, artists, or however you want to say, soul singer, was Patti LaBelle. So I want to dedicate this final track to my granny. It's Patti LaBelle with If Only You Knew. Ground Hard Radio, man. Make sure y'all keep it locked.
Fucking ass clowns. Yeah. Grind Hard Radio, fuckers. This is your girl, Virginia Supernova Slim.
Virginia Supernova
the president,
Slim.
Queen.
Queen of Grind Hard Radio.
Yeah.
And the host.
And the host.
And I'm rocking with my bro.
My bro.
The CEO.
CEO.
Boss.
And the other host.
Yeah.
Mr. Jit Chronicles.
Jit Chronicles.
You can catch us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Tuesday and Thursday.
11 to 1.
Eastern Standard Time.
Eastern Standard Time.
Or you can hit us up.
Yeah.
GrindHardRadio.com.
GrindHardRadio.com.
The number is still
323-269-3043.
Shout out to Team Grind Hard.
Grind Hard.
10 of 4.
DX Media.
Young Nah.
Team Rock With Me.
Jess KP.
Lost Son of Miles Davis.
DG The Prince.
Yeah.
Carter Mafioso.
Hard Time.
We in it to win it.
Yeah.
Reality Radio.
Reality.
It's the new world order.
You dig?
Stop the fuckery.
Don't fuck with me.
Yeah.
Oh,
anybody want to throw anything out there, now the time to do it. And we're going to start off with our first lady, the queen, the president, Virginia Supernova Slim. Turn up, darling.
Yo, this your girl, Virginia Supernova Slim, man. It's been a pleasure and an honor to kick it with y'all one more time. I want to give a special shout-out to my big bro, Jit Chronicles, the executive producer, Charles Dillinger, the vice president, Carter Mafioso. Salute to Grams, man. We love y'all. We love you, and we just wanted to take a moment to, you know, just show you love and just let you know how much we appreciate everything that you were to and are to our brother Jit and everything that you have made him, the man that you have made him that we get to enjoy. We thank you. Love you. Fly high, Grandma. Rest in peace. I'm out.
Rest in peace. Rest in peace. Ooh, okay. Carter Mafioso, Mob, Face Mob. That almost got me right there. Throw yourself out there a bit, bro. Rest in peace, Grandma.
Rest in heaven. First off, I was just going to say salute to Grandma Nixon. This is your night. Every night is your night. We're going to turn it up every night. And salute to my brother, Jit Chronicles.
Love you a bit, bro.
Mob, all day long. Shout out to the president, Virginia Supernova Slim, executive producer, Charles Benninger, the whole Grind and Die family, the whole Hard Time ENT 803, Keep It Mud ENT, my producer, Darrell on the track, D&D ENT, D Major, David Davis, Stroh's Barbershop, and we out. Salute.
All right. 100, I'm going to throw it to the R&B gangster, Dub De Niro. Throw yourself out there, big homie.
Yeah, no doubt. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, condolences to, again, Jit. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? For everything, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Man, Dub De Niro, Diallo, y'all, you know what I'm saying? Much love to the Grindhard family, you know what I'm saying? And one thing I want to say before I get off the thing, you know what I'm saying? Tell somebody that you love them, you know what I'm saying? No matter who
Every
it
day.
Is, you know what I'm saying? You ain't promising the next day. So, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
call
right.
somebody, you know what I'm saying? Go to somebody and tell them that you love them every day. Talk to somebody because we ain't promised tomorrow. So I'm out, though. Dub De Niro, Diarra.
Amen. That's real. All right. Mr. Team, rock with me. Billy Boss, Young Nas, throw yourself out there, big homie. Rock with me.
Yeah, man. First, I want to give a shout-out to my bro, Jit. I love you, bro. And I wanna send my deepest condolences to you and your family, you know what I mean? I know your grandmother is in a better place, man, and like you got nothing
Amen.
But love. I'm gonna pray for you tonight, I promise you that. Know what I mean? I'm gonna be honest, I was unaware that we was doing a tribute show tonight. If I knew I'd have been here sooner. Know what I mean?
It's all good, like, bro. It's all good.
Know what I mean? But you the fan, yeah. man, you know that. That's for life, man.
Appreciate
Grind that. Grind or die, man.
Love you, nigga.
We out this stuff.
Oh, honey.
Love you.
For life, for life. All right, I'm going to throw it to the Miss Radio Diva, Miss Blue. Throw yourself out there, darling.
Yeah, this is Miss Blue. Okay, I'm about to cry. Jit, sorry for your loss, you know. I'm
Thank
here
you,
for
darling.
You whenever you need me. And one thing that I do want to say also before I get off, make sure you guys teach the younger generations to love, to support, and, you know, that way that'll carry on a legacy like no other.
Right.
You know, love one another also. And it's funny that I say that because just the other day my youngest son had told me that. So if a child is seeing something or saying something like that, they're watching us as an adult. So they're carrying
Absolutely.
On that legacy. So this
Heed
is what
that.
We need to do.
That's real.
As adults, we need to teach these generations, younger generations, how to love and support one another. And once again,
right.
this is Ms. Blue. Catch me on Radio Divas on Sundays. Love y'all.
Yeah.
Jit, I'm here whenever you need me. Shout out to the whole Grindhard family.
That's what's up. That's what it is, man. And this your boy, Jit Chronicles. Once again, I want to salute to the entire team of Grindhard Radio, the executive producer, Charles Bellinger. Y'all made this night wonderful for me, you know what I'm saying, and my family. So I say salute to the utmost. And granted, I will see you again soon, darling. Rest up. We are out this thing, man. Ground Hard Radio. We back in the building this Thursday. We outro. Deuces.
Yeah.
Ground Hard Radio.
Jig Ground Hard Radio.
Me Slim. 10 to 4. Just KP.
It's
Ground
Hard Radio.
CG the Prince.
Ground Hard Radio.
It's Ground to Die, baby.
Radio.
Yeah, it's Ground to Die, baby.
Radio.
Ha.
Ground Hard Radio.
You ain't thinking nothing better for your listening pleasure. Ground Hard, getting stronger than ever. We the creme de la creme, head of the pack. Other shows ain't real enough. If they was, then they would be back by Charles Dillinger. Shout out to the cap of the shit, my brother Jit. My nigga get a word and we flushing you off the rip with Virginia Slim. She reign queen up in the squad. It's right that they call her Supernova, she the bomb. Now if you need the time, it's 11 to 1. X Law talk, we second to none.
Tuesday and Thursday.
Come kicking with them grind goons and grabbing on iTunes, more heat to cop when that mixtape drop. We got music, news, insightful point of views, and the foe just KP and me, baby, how can you lose? CG the Prince and Kata from Face Mob. We going overtime for this grind, nigga.
We done took you through the highs, we done took you through the lows, whole time we kept it real. Hope you enjoyed the ride. Next time we do the same, grind hard to be the name. Thanks for rocking with the gang, baby, grind or die. We done took you through the highs, we done took you through the lows, whole time we kept it real. Hope you enjoyed the ride. Next time we do the same, grind hard to be the name. Thanks for rocking with the gang, baby, grind or die. Now what's the number for?
3-2-3-6-9-3-30-43. Run it back
run
on them.
3-2-3-6-9-3-30-43.
Nigga, act like they know. Yeah. Grind or die in this bitch. Grind or die in this bitch. Yeah. Grind or die in this bitch. Grind or die in this bitch.
Radio, you bastard.